gentlemen, for his first appearance on our show tonight, Elvis Presley.
Elvis Presley. Elvis
everybody, the Blue Suede Connection. I'm Dan.
I'm TL.
Okay, TL, forget all about the jumpsuits. Forget all the crazy jewelry. Forget the real big sideburns.
Mm-hmm.
Forget kissing the girls in the audience. All that's going out the house today. We are staying in the early years of Elvis's live performances.
I'm excited.
We're going to pull from the Hayride, from the Sullivan Show, the Dorsey Show, and a particular concert, 1956, Elvis's first performance in Vegas wasn't exactly a hit.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk about that. You're going to hear that today. We're going to visit Frank Sinatra, the Million Dollar Quartet, and Pearl Harbor, all part of the
nice.
Show today.
Pearl Harbor's my favorite.
Yeah, the early performances. And we're also going to talk about the most viewed Ed Sullivan performances. They have a YouTube page.
Mm-hmm.
And they have all their different acts that appeared on the Sullivan Show through the years. And we're going to give you the top ones that were on there. Now, do you think Elvis made the list?
I think so.
But I will tell you this. The list is from 2021. So the new movie had not come out yet. So I have a feeling where he falls on that list may have changed in the last year. But we'll talk about that later. And you're going to share Elvis's top five iconic performances.
Cool, yes.
That's going to be fun. And we're going to hear quotes from the famous performers who love Elvis just like we do and their thoughts on the man. We haven't did quotes in a while, so thought I'd throw those in there. But the most important guy we like to hear from is Elvis himself. And let's go back to 1954, that time frame when Elvis first began at the Louisiana Hayride and how he felt and what he was thinking at that time.
Well, when you hear rock and roll, it gets you on a fire? Or
not when I just hear it on the radio. When I'm doing it on the stage, you have to put on a show for people.
Yeah.
In other words, people can buy your records and hear you sing, and they don't have to come out to hear you sing. You have to put on a show in order to draw a crowd.
Yeah.
If I just stood out there and sang and never moved a muscle, the people would say, well, my goodness, I can stay home and listen to his records. But you have to give them a show, something to talk about.
Oh, baby. Come back, baby. I want to play house with you.
Well, you may go to college. You may go to school.
You may have a pink Cadillac, but don't you be nobody's fool. Baby, come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, I wanna play house with you. Why, listen, let me tell you, baby, what I'm talking about. Come on back to me, little girl, so we can play some house now. Baby, come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, I wanna play house with you. Hit it! One thing, baby, but I want you to know. Come on back and let's play a little house so we can do what we did before. Now, baby, come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, I want to play house with you. Hit it! Understand. I'd rather see you dead, little girl, than to be with another man. Now, baby, come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, come. Come back, baby, I wanna play house with you. Oh, baby, 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 come back, baby, I wanna play house with you.
Came about with that rhythm and blues style. That's all it is. That's all you can say.
Well, sir, to be honest with you, we just stumbled upon it. I mean,
you stumbled upon it. Well, you're mighty lucky, you know.
Thank you.
They've been looking for something new in the folk music field for a long time, and I think you've got it.
We hope so.
All right, how about flipping the record over there? That son recording and doing the other side for us.
Okay. Blue moon. Blue moon. Blue moon. Keep shining bright. Blue moon, to keep on shining bright. She gonna bring me back on my baby tonight. Blue moon, keep shining bright. I have said blue moon of Kentucky, to keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. I have said blue moon of Kentucky, to keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. Oh, well, I hate to was on the one moonlit night. Stars shining bright. Whisper on high, love, say goodbye. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. I say shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. I say blue moon of Kentucky to keep on shining. Well, I will shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. I say shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. I say shine on the one that's gone and left me blue.
Thank you very much. Elvis Presley. We'll have him back just a little bit later on.
We got a song right now, friends, that we'd like to do for you. We hadn't done it but once on Louisiana Hayride. We want to learn it a couple days ago. So we'd like to do it for you right now. We hope you like the way we do it. It's a song that goes something like this. Get with it.
Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You know, I started back doing the things you used to do.
There was a motivating over the hill. I saw Maybelline in a Coupe de Ville. A Cadillac rolling on an open road. Nothing I run my V8 Ford. Cadillac doing about 95 and was bumper to bumper rolling side to side. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You know, I started back doing the things you used to do. Cadillac moved to 104. My Ford got hot and wouldn't do no more. It done got cloud and started to rain. I tooted my horn for the passing lane. The rainwater blowing all under my hood. I knew that it was doing my motor good. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You know, I started back doing the things you used to do. Hit it! Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You know, I started back doing the things you used to do. The motor cooled down, the heat went down, and that's when I heard that highway sound. Cadillac setting like a ton of lead, 110 a half a mile of heat. Cadillac looking like it's setting still, and I caught Maybelline at the top of the hill. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You know, I started back doing the things you used to do. You know, I started back doing the things you used to do.
Well, clearly they loved him in the South.
Oh, they're having a good time,
Louisiana,
too.
Louisiana, Shreveport, the Hayride, and Memphis, and Nashville, and all that area. They loved him. He was building his momentum there. He was a big star in the South. We all know that in 1969, Elvis went to Vegas and took it by storm and stayed there for the rest of his life doing shows in Vegas. They loved him in Vegas. But in 1956, it was a little different story.
Right, right.
Parker had arranged for Elvis to play at the New Frontier Hotel, billed him as the atomic-powered singer. And the Vegas crowd back then was an older crowd, you know, the suit and tie types. They dug Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra.
Yeah. Yeah, they were into Frank and Dean and those guys. We love those guys, too.
Yes.
But that time frame, rock and roll was new, and Elvis was new to them.
Uh-huh.
So he didn't get exactly the reception he expected in Vegas.
No.
So let's go to that New Frontier Hotel. And before we go there, let's hear what Elvis had to say about being liked. And we'll hear him not being liked by the crowd.
There's people, regardless of who you are or what you do, there's going to be people that don't like you. There were people that didn't like Jesus Christ. They killed him, and Jesus Christ was a perfect man, you know. And there's going to be people that don't like you regardless of who you are and what you do, because if everybody thought the same way, they'd be driving the same car, they'd be marrying the same woman, and that wouldn't work out, you know.
That's right. There's a lot of philosophy there.
To dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street at Heartbreak Hotel, where I'll be so lonely, baby. Well, I'm so lonely. Well, I'm so lonely, I could die. Oh, though it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom.
Be so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely. Well, they're so lonely, they can die.
Well, their hearts tears keep flowing from the desk clerk dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on Lonely Street, they'll never, never look back. And they're so, well, they're so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely. Well, they're so lonely, they could die.
believes you. You got a tale to tell. Well, just take a walk down Lonely Street to Heartburn Motel. Well, you'll be so lonely, baby. Well, you'll be lonely. You'll be so lonely if you die.
What remains, unfortunately, are his pelvic gyrations, and that's the core of his whole appeal, quote, sex stimulation. Any answer to that?
My pelvis has nothing to do with what I do. I get rhythm with the music. I jump around to it because I enjoy what I'm doing. I'm not trying to be vulgar. I'm not trying to sell any sex. I'm not trying to look vulgar or nasty. I'm enjoying what I'm doing. I'm trying to make the best of it.
Well, it's one for the money, a two for the show, a three to get it ready, now go, can't go, don't you step on my blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything, but lay off of my blue suede shoes. You can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place. Well, do anything that you want to do, but I'm honey, lay off of my shoes. Well, you can do anything, but I don't want to do it. You can burn my house, steal my car, bring my liquor from an old fruit jar. Or do anything you want to do. No, honey, they hold for my shoes. Don't you step on my blue suede shoes. Well, you can do anything, but they hold for my blue suede shoes. Show ready to get ready now. Go cat on the dogs. Step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything, but they hold from my blue suede show. Ready, get ready, now go, cat, go, so don't you step on my blue suede shoes. You can do anything, but all my blue suede shoes. Well, it's blue suede shoes, blue suede shoes.
I can say is he tried.
That whole drum solo, it's like you can't imagine all these people going, what the heck is that?
Hey, even DJ was trying hard to get to move them a little bit, to get them off their seat or something.
Oh, those poor people. Well, they're like, we should have gone and seen Frank.
Yeah, well, I think it's safe to say Elvis wasn't feeling the love there in Las Vegas in 1956.
Right.
That's not it. We got some more coming up after the break. But and in fact, you'll hear Elvis being a little sarcastic with the crowd coming up. He didn't get too out of control, but you could just hear his little...
He's frustrated.
Yeah, you can hear his demeanor. You know that he's
Letting
them know.
You go from screaming little girls to older people going,
Yeah. You know, you got to wonder, you know, Parker, I'm sure he's the one that arranged this, obviously, as we said.
I think that was sort of a bad choice.
Yeah. He did get to meet Liberace and hang out with Liberace and his brother a little bit.
Yeah.
They were at the show, and I think Ray Bolger... from The Wizard of Oz, and a few celebrities came to see him there.
I mean, if your goal is to just have people see him and know who he is,
right,
I guess that's a success. But if you're trying to boost your artist's ego, that wasn't it.
Definitely not. Well, like I said, we're going to hear a little bit more from this concert, and you'll hear Elvis's sarcasm and all that good stuff. It's all the early years Elvis here on Blue Suede Connection. We'll be right back after this.
Through his deeply personal insights, Stan fought his way back to health. This raw story offers an encouraging look inside obesity.
I think we all have a giant in us. We all just have to control that giant. You know, your giant might be drugs. Your giant might be something else. Some have been able to tame that giant from the beginning, and many haven't. I was one who lost control and let the giant control me, but I got it back.
The Giant in Me, Getting My Life Back by Daniel Hawthorne. Available wherever books are sold.
It's mad.
It's groovy.
It's swinging.
It's Elvis.
Ah! Elvis.
2 hours of Elvis.
The songs you know, the music you love.
We are your Blue Suede connection.
Thank you, friends. I was coming back anyway. In all sincerity, it's about too poop to pop. But the... Friends, we got a song here that we have on record. This song here's really been a big seller for me. Sold 43. Song is called Money Honey. Tell you that it's really been a pleasure being in Las Vegas. This makes our second week here. Tonight's our last night, and we've had a pretty hard time had a pretty good time while we're here. And we got a few little songs we'd like to do for you. We have on record, and our style of singing, if you want to call it singing. And here's one that I hope you like. And this one really tells a story, friends. It's not only sad, it's plumb pitiful. Plumb pitiful. The song is called Long Tall Sally.
I'm gonna tell Aunt Mary about Uncle John. He claimed he got the misery, but he having a lot of fun. Oh, baby. Yeah, baby. Oh, baby. Having me some fun tonight. Well, Long Tall Sally, she's built sweet. She got everything that Uncle John needs. Oh, baby. Yeah, baby. Well, I saw Uncle John with bald head Sally. He saw Aunt Mary coming and he ducked back in the alley. Oh, baby. Yeah. Having some fun John needs your baby. Yeah, baby. Oh, baby, have a big old fun tonight. Well, I saw Uncle John, a bald head Sally. He saw him Mary coming and he ducked back in the alley. Oh, baby.
Thank you. Music lovers.
You heard the sarcasm. Ooh. I was talking about.
Yeah.
I like what he said. We had a pretty rough, hard time. I mean, a good time here this week. You know. Thank you, music lovers. Gotta love it. I bet he could not wait to get out of Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and he wouldn't go back then for another, you know, 12 years or so when he went.
Like I don't believe him, right?
Yeah, who could? So the year is 1956. We're in Las Vegas, and we're getting ready to go to California and New York and all that good stuff because the Dorseys are coming up next. But the year 1956, just to give you an idea what was going on around that time, the Federal and Highway Act signed into law on June 29th for construction for 41,000 miles of interstate highways in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
The epic blockbuster The Ten Commandments premieres at the movie theaters.
Oh, yeah.
Rocky Marciano retires as the only undefeated heavyweight champion of the world. The first half-hour serial, as they called them back then, a serial, begins on CBS as the world turns.
Oh, my gosh.
So you used to watch serials, didn't you?
No, not me, but...
The rock and roll dance craze starts to sweep the world all over the place. And a young boy from Tupelo, Mississippi hits the rock and roll charts with the first big hit of Heartbreak Hotel.
All right.
That all happened in the year 1956. That was the year it really exploded. Now, they didn't love him in Vegas, as we just discussed. So the Dorsey brothers did love Elvis, and they had him on their show quite often. So you want to go listen to little Elvis and the Dorsey brothers?
Yeah, let's do it.
Do it, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to present one of the radio's most listened to disc jockeys, Bill Randall. William?
We'd like at this time to introduce you to a young fellow who, like many performers, Johnny Ray among them, come up out of nowhere to be overnight very big stars. This young fellow we saw for the first time while making a movie short. We think tonight that he's going to make television history for you. We'd like you to meet him now, Elvis Presley, and here he is.
Well, get out of that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Get out of that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans. Well, I roll my breakfast cause I'm a hungry man. I believe you're doing me wrong and now I know. I believe you're doing me wrong and now I know. Cause the harder I work, the faster the money goes. Well, I'm like a one-eyed cat peeping in the sleeping store. I'm like a one-eyed cat peeping in the sleeping store. Well, I can look at you, tell you ain't no child no more. Well, I said, shake, rattle, and roll. 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 What well, you want to do right to save your doggone soul? Here we go. I don't know what you wear to jump. Well, I said flip, pull off, and fly. I don't care if I die. I said flip, pull off, and fly. I don't care if I die. Don't ever leave me. Don't ever say goodbye.
In 1955, we were working with Eddie Arnold.
And we went to the Ellis Auditorium in Memphis, and Elvis, had, as I said, had been hearing us sing on the Grand Ole Opry. He came back behind stage at the Ellis Auditorium in Memphis to meet us. He didn't come back behind me to Eddie Arnold. He came back behind me to Jordan Ayers. And he told us, this was in 1955, and he said, right now I'm on a small label. He didn't say Sun. He said just a small label. But he said, if I ever get a major recording contract, I sure would like for you guys to work with me. We didn't think a thing about it, but when RCA signed him in January of 1956, he asked for us, and that was a relationship we had for almost 15 years.
And now we'd like to do a song for you that we have on record. The song is called, I Was the One.
Do, do, do. I was the one. Taught her to kiss the way that she kisses you now. And you know the way she touches your cheek. Well, I taught her how. I was the one who taught her to cry when she wants you under her spell. The sight of her tears drives you out of your mind. I taught her so well. And then one day I had my love as perfect as could be. She lived, she loved, she laughed, she cried, and it was all for me. I never know who taught her to lie. Now that it's over and done, who learned a lesson when she broke my heart? I was the one. And then one day I had my love as perfect as could be. She lived, she loved, she laughed, she cried, and it was all for me. I taught her to lie. Now that it's over and done, to learn a lesson when she broke my heart. I was the one.
Blah, bop, luma, blah, bam, boom, tooty, fruity. Oh, Rudy. Tootie fruity. Oh, Rudy. Tootie fruity. Oh, Rudy. Tootie fruity. Oh, Rudy. Tootie fruity. Oh, Rudy. Bop, bop, no, my, bop, bam, boom. I got a gal named Sue. She know just what to do. I got a gal named Sue. She know just what to do. She rocks me to the east. She rocks me to the west. She's a gal that I love best. Tootie fruity. Oh, Rudy. Tootie fruity. Oh, Rudy. Tootie fruity. Oh, Rudy, tootie fruity, oh, Rudy, tootie fruity, oh, Rudy. Bop, bop, loom, hop, lop, bam, boom. I got a gal named Daisy. She almost drives me crazy. I got a gal named Daisy. She almost drives me crazy. She knows how to love me, yes, indeed. A boy, you don't know what she do to me. Tootie fruity, oh, Rudy, tootie fruity, oh, Rudy, tootie fruity, oh, Rudy, tootie fruity, oh, Rudy. Oh, Rudy. Tootie fruity. Oh, Rudy. Bop, bop, the luma, bop, bam, boom. Go! Well, tootie fruity. Oh, Rudy. 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 Bop, bop, the luma, bop, bam, boom. I got a gal. Ain't crazy, she almost drives me crazy. I got a gal, ain't crazy, she almost drives me crazy. You know that I love me, yes indeed. Boy, you don't know what she do to me. Tootie fruity, oh Rudy. Tootie fruity, oh Rudy. Tootie fruity, oh Rudy. it. A bop, bop, a loom, a bop, bam, boom, yeah.
So they really loved him there in the Dorsey Brothers. They mm-hmm. really took a liking to Elvis. They got it, you know, and the crowd, if you ever listen to the entire appearances on the Dorsey Brothers show, you'll hear the momentum build each week.
Right.
And everybody thinks Sullivan was the first, or Milton Berle was the first.
Right.
It was stage show and the Dorsey mm-hmm. Brothers that originally put Elvis on and let him be Elvis.
Exactly.
You yeah. know, and there's a really good version. I didn't play it because, you know, in doing this live show, you're only selective on so many songs, and I couldn't play Money Honey from the Hayride and then play Money Honey from Sullivan.
Right, right.
So,
right.
so I couldn't get it, but you hear a different version of Heartbreak Hotel with the orchestra behind him. They mm-hmm. wanted to play with him. And I think that threw Elvis off a little bit, but it worked, you know, at the time.
Because he wasn't used to orchestra, yeah. yeah.
Elvis, you know, so it wasn't until Vegas that he brought in, you know, the 69 where he brought the orchestra and stuff in, but some of the stuff is really worth, if you have it in your collection, or go to YouTube, you can find a lot of these mm-hmm. performances and check them out. I do all the time.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, I like finding new stuff. Okay, so the Dorsey Brothers was a hit, and Elvis is really out there. He's doing good. And Milton Berle actually really took a liking to Elvis, too. And he understood it. He got Elvis. When others didn't, like Steve Allen didn't get it, Sullivan didn't get it at mm-hmm. first. Sullivan eventually did, and we'll talk about Ed when we get to him. But Milton did. He knew entertainment. He saw the reaction to the crowd. He felt that he knew that something big was going on. So you want to hear what Milton had to say?
Sure.
And we'll hear the performance of Hound Dog that he did on the show.
Mm.
Let's do it.
Well, when you're talking about Elvis Presley, you're talking about the king, and you're talking about one of the nicest young men I ever met. He had a manager called Colonel Parker, and I was with the William Morris Agency, and somebody from the agency, I think it was Harry Kalchime or somebody, said, I just heard from Colonel Parker. He wants you to audition somebody. I said, who? He said, well, I don't know, some young fellow, he's down south, Elvis something. I said, Elvis, that's his name, Elvis? Yeah. And I took the rehearsal studio again, and I auditioned him. And he's jiving, and he's shaking, and he's wiggling, and he's wriggling, he's doing his style. I said, hey, and he's got a different sound and all that. So I booked him on a show. He goes on. 10 days later, I got about 400,000 pan letters, not fan letters, pan letters, and blaming me, we'll never watch you again, Uncle Milty, when you put that vulgar man that jives and wiggles. It's disgusting. I got on the phone, and I called Colonel Parker. I said, I have in front of me here in the office, oh, hundreds of thousands of letters. Oh, it's about Elvis? I said, yeah, but they're all pan letters. They're not, what do you mean pan letters? I said, all I called you up is to this, to tell you this, Colonel, you have a star on your hands. When you get a half a million letters on somebody that must be on everybody's mind and everybody's tongue, you know you got a star. So that's what I... And this is before he went on the Sullivan Show, and Sullivan put the screen in front of him so he wouldn't let the audience see him wiggle. But that's the truth.
You were high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, you ain't never born a rabbit, and you ain't no friend of mine.
There you go. The performance that caused all the stir up back in 1956, Elvis doing Hound Dog on Burl. Nice. And, you know, he slowed things down a little bit for Milton on the next song, and you're going to hear that right after this.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Come here. Sit down, honey. I'll behave.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber. Available on Amazon.
It's mad.
It's groovy.
It's swinging.
It's Elvis.
Elvis.
2 hours of Elvis.
The songs you know, the music you love.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
Now, just wait a minute, please. Now, I know that Elvis is going to be here, and you'll want his autographs and everything, and he's a very nice guy, and I'm very glad, but I don't want any of this rough stuff. You understand?
Hey, man, do you really know Elvis Presley?
Are you kidding? Do I know Elvis Presley? I remember when he was a kid, and he used to sing on a farm.
Was he good then?
Are you kidding? He used to make the pig squeal. I know this. You've got to keep quiet. Now, stand in line. Everybody stand. Use that. Hold the autograph, folks. Everybody will stand in line. That's all. You just stand here. You get them. You understand? You'll get the whole thing. Now, everybody will stand in line. And I went, hey, what are the Rich Brothers doing here? What are they doing? I was, hey, young man, if you want an autograph, will you stand in the back there?
Well,
I don't care who you are. Everybody wants.
I'm Elvis Presley.
You're Elvis. You're kidding. I know Elvis Presley better than I know the A&P Gypsies. Are you kidding?
You do?
I know Elvis Presley, 6 feet tall. He's big shoulders, he's got lovely hair, and he's got blue eyes, and... Elvis Presley! Give me the good old Rudy Valley Dakes. Now to sing your hit song. Take it away. Here it is.
Oh, me close. Hold me close. Make me thrill. Let me know. I want you. I need you. I love you. With all.
I'll die every time.
tell you something. Incidentally, ladies and gentlemen, I don't think that I'm revealing any secrets when I say that Elvis Presley is the fastest rising young singer in the entertainment industry today. And as a proof of this, Elvis, I would like to present this to you. It's a special, well, it's a great award from one of the great theatrical periodicals of all times, the Billboard, and back east and all over the country. They present you this. I'd like to read it for you. 8 years with these lights. It says, Triple Crown Award presented to Elvis Presley for his RCA Victor recording of Heartbreak Hotel. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Let's hear it.
See, I love it that Milton Berle had respect for him, and he really got him, and he liked him. You know, Elvis was really busy in 1956, and he was doing all these TV shows, doing the live performances here and there on the hay rides and this and that. He probably needed a little break, didn't he?
Right, yeah. So, you know, in December 4th of 1956, Elvis was back in Memphis.
Almost 1957 then.
Yes, almost 1957. Mm-hmm. And ironically, he had decided to stop by Sun Studios. Now, it's not clear whether or not he knew there was a recording session going on or he was just going to visit. But Carl Perkins, who'd had Blue Suede Shoes hit with Sun earlier in that year, was there having a session. And so Jerry Lee Lewis, who was not yet famous, was there because he was hired to play piano. So that's how Jerry got there for the $1 Million Quartet.
Sure.
Elvis popped in. And you know who else popped in? It's questionable. Everyone questions Johnny Cash's position in this. But if you go back to 1997 and Johnny Cash's autobiography, he does say that he had gone by that day strictly to see Carl Perkins' session. He had no idea that Elvis was there. And it's questioned whether or not he's even on the recordings because you can't really hear his voice. But he says in the book, he is definitely there. Contrary to what people have written, my voice is on the tape. It's not obvious because I was farthest away from the mic and I was singing a lot higher than I usually do in order to stay in key with Elvis. But I guarantee you, I'm there.
All right. Well, that's great stuff. And he, you can hear him talk to Johnny if you listen to the banter in between. Well, one guy that was definitely there was Elvis, and the other was definitely there was Jerry Lee Lewis.
Oh, you hear them, definitely.
And they did a lot of gospel, and Jerry kind of will explain a little bit of that to you right here. And let's go to the Million Dollar Quartet.
I never did hear too much of Johnny Cash on there, though. He's really not singing on there, is he?
No, Carl neither.
Carl's not either? Just you and Elvis?
It was just me and Elvis. We knew all these gospel songs we learned in church. We both went to the same church.
Yeah.
And we just going from one song to another. And Carl and Johnny just didn't know what to think about it because we were Assembly of God. And we knew all these old Christian songs. And Johnny and Carl and just happened to be Baptists. And they didn't know these songs.
I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. Fell then a little light from heaven filled my soul. Just a little talk with my Jesus gonna make it right. Let's have a little talk with Jesus. I'll tell him all about my troubles. He will hear our faint cry. He will answer why. Well, when you will feel a little fire will turn, and you will know a little fire burning, you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. We have doubts and fears. Your eyes be filled with tears.
Filled with tears.
Oh, now my Jesus is a friend who watches day and night.
Yeah.
When he wrote my name above, and he made my heart in love. Well, just a little talk. Jesus gonna
make it right.
Oh, let us have a little talk with my Jesus.
Please let us
tell him all about our trouble.
Now he will.
He'll hear our faintest cry.
You know he will. Now when you
feel a little prayer, a wheel turning.
And
fire is a burning. Let us have a little talk.
walk with my Jesus, gonna make it right. Yes, sir. Jesus gonna make me right. Well, I'm gonna lay down my burden down by the riverside, down by the riverside, down by the riverside. I'm gonna lay down my burden down by the riverside. Study one no more. Well, I ain't gonna study one more. I ain't gonna study one more. I ain't gonna study.
Marching in, well, when the saints go marching in.
It's groovy.
It's swinging.
It's Elvis.
Elvis.
2 hours of Elvis.
The songs you know, the music you love.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
Well, it's about time you got here.
Wanting the real love, I know your touch. Me, I can't hold you, I know too much. Now you got me leaving, won't you leave me broken hearted? 'Cause I love you too much. Well, every time I kiss your sweet lips, I can hear my heart go, I know, flip, flip. I'm such a fool for your charms. Take me back, baby, in your arms. Now you got me started, don't you leave me broken hearted, 'cause I love you too much. I need your loving all the time. I need your hugging, please be mine. I need you near me, stare close. Please, please hear me, you're the most. Like to hear you sighing, even though I know you lie.
From the Ed Sullivan Show, they're live. Elvis doing too much. Back in the early days of rock and roll, we're in 56, 57, when he did the Sullivan Show multiple times. And we all talked about it before many times. Ed didn't like him at first. Didn't want him on the show.
Right.
But once he was on Burl and all those others and making a lot of noise, Ed reneged and put him on.
Yeah, they had to do it.
And then fell in love with the guy. After he had him on, he realized, I'm a fool. I'm a fool with my Living Shoe. realized it.
I'm a fool.
All right. You know, coming up this hour, as if we didn't give you enough the first, TL's going to share the top five iconic performances by Elvis. We're going to talk about some Ed Sullivan stuff here. In fact, the most viewed YouTube Ed Sullivan performances. We're going to talk about that. And I got some quotes from some of the big wigs, just like Rod Stewart, who said, Elvis was the king. There's no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. One of the guys who was there from the early days who loved Elvis, we already heard from him a little bit earlier. We're talking about Gordon Stoker of the Jordanaires.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to share a little insight with you. Then we're going to get into some of the Ed Sullivan performances here on what show, baby?
Blues Way Connection.
Ed was a very warm person, extremely warm. What you see, Ed didn't come to the, he only came to the actual filming of the show. He didn't come to the dress rehearsal. And actually, when Ed walked over to him and shook his hand, was the first time that the Jordanaires and Elvis and DJ and Scotty had actually had met Mr. Sullivan. And, you know, we didn't know what to expect, neither did Elvis, you know.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a big show, a real big shoe, with the Elvis Presley headlining tonight. Here is Elvis.
All the people watching, and all you people that are here tonight, that that we really are thankful for all the success that you made us have and everything. This is my biggest record, and it goes something like this.
His new picture. This will be the last time that we'll run into each other for a while. But I... Now, wait a minute. I wanted to say to Elvis Presley and the country that this is a real, decent, fine boy. And wherever you go, Elvis... The guys who accompany you over there, we want to say that we've never had a pleasanter experience on our show with a big name than we've had with you. You're thoroughly all right. So now, let's have a tremendous hand for a very nice...
And now, friends, we'd like to introduce you to a brand new song that's completely different from anything we've ever done. And this is the title of our brand new 20th Century Fox movie. And it's also my new Star City Victor escape. Release. And I would like to say right now that the people over 20th Century Fox have really been wonderful. All the great stars in the cast, the director and the producer. This is our first picture, and they really helped us along. And with the help of the very wonderful Jordan Ayers, a song called Love Me Tender.
Love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams. For my darling, I love you, and I always will. Love me tender, love me long, take me to your heart. For it's there that I belong, and will never part. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfilled. For my darling, I love you, and love me tender, love me dear.
tell me you are mine. I'll be yours through all the years, till the end of time. Love me.
You know, up to that point, he hadn't did a whole lot of really slow songs like that. And I guess he did a few, but the audience is really getting to know and the world is getting to know. He could do more than just gyrate and sing wild rock and roll. Okay, I talked about this. EdSullivan.com has on their page the top 10 most viewed videos on The Sullivan Show. This is from 2021. So this is before the movie came out. Elvis kind of really has gotten up there again.
Right.
I'll guarantee you if they did this list now, Elvis would be on here even more than he is.
Oh, I bet.
But here's what they say were the top 10 performances most watched on YouTube in 2021. Number 10, House of the Rising Sun by the Animals from 1964.
All right.
Number 9, Monday Monday by the Mamas and the Papas from 1966. Number 8, California Dreamin' by the Mamas and the Papas from 1967. Number 7, Who's Loving You by the Jackson 5 from 1969. Number 6, Delilah by Tom Jones from 1968. It's My Party by Leslie Gore. That comes in at number 5 from 1963. Okay. Neil Diamond, Sweet Caroline from 1969 fills in the number 4 spot. Number 3, Don't Be Cruel by Elvis Presley from 1957. Number 2, Hound Dog by Elvis Presley from 1956. And the most viewed is I Want You Back by the Jackson 5 in 1969.
Wow. Okay.
But again, I'll bet you it's different if they would do
that. That's interesting, though. He's got the 2 and 3.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. It's still, we're going to go back to Ed Sullivan. And Gordon Stoker was there for all this stuff. And he's going to tell you a little bit about that.
All right.
When we went on to Sullivan, he was determined to do a super job. And I think he took more liberties on the Sullivan Show than any act did in those days. You know, no one flubbed a word in those days. Of course, Elvis flubbed a word on several songs, and he'd make a joke out of it. He always took the best attitude.
With the help of the Jordanaires, friends, we'd like to do one called Love Me. It's a new one on there, isn't it? Treat me like a fool. Treat me mean. But love me. Yeah. Break my faithful heart. Tear it all apart. But love me.
Won't you love me?
Where we go. Sad and blue, crying over you, dear only. I somebody I would beg and steal,
beg and steal,
just to feel
Just
to feel.
Yes, just to feel
your heart.
I want your heart.
Yes, to mine.
So close to mine.
Never go. Darling, I'll be oh so lonely. Begging on my knees. Love me. Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, as you probably know, after he leaves here tonight with Colonel Tom Parker, who's done such a magnificent job as his manager, Elvis Presley is out to Hollywood to do his new Paramount picture, Running Wild, for Hal Wallace. While he's out there, he's going to do a big Hungarian relief show. But because he feels so keenly, this young man feels so keenly about Hungarian relief, he urges all of us through the country to remember that immediate aid is needed. So long before his benefit show is put on, he wants to remind you to send in your checks to your various churches, Red Cross, etc. Now he's going to sing a song. He feels that this is sort of in the mood that he'd like to create. Peace in the Valley. Here is Elvis Presley.
Well, I'm tired and so weary, but I must go along till the Lord comes and calls me away. Oh, yes. Well, the morning's so bright and the lamb is a light, and a night is as black as the sea. Oh, yes, there will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me. Oh, Lord, I pray. There'll be no sadness, no sorrow.
Oh, my Lord, no trouble
I see. There will be peace
in the valley for me,
gentlemen. And as much as he goes to the coast now for his new picture, this will be the last time that we'll run into each other for a while. But I wanted to say to Elvis Presley in the country that this is a real, decent, fine boy. And wherever you go, Elvis, the guys who accompany you over there, we want to say that we've never had a pleasanter experience on our show with a big name than we've had with you. You're thoroughly all right. So now, let's have a tremendous hand for a very nice person.
They're going crazy, aren't they?
Yeah, man.
And the funny thing is, I mentioned, you know, I did a quote from Rod Stewart earlier. Lots of little future rock and roll stars were watching these Ed
right.
Sullivan performances.
Mm-hmm.
People like Tom Petty, I've heard him talk about it. Billy Joel,
mm-hmm.
Mick Jagger, Elton John. All those guys were watching these shows.
Right.
Learning how to become a rock and roll star, because before Elvis, there really wasn't a big, big star like that in rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
So he influenced so many people, and I didn't mention Bruce because I was going to share this quote. Springsteen said, "There have been pretenders. There have been contenders. But there is only one king.
There you go.
That says a lot right there. Now, coming up, you are going to share the top iconic performances by Elvis Presley. I wonder if any of these that we played today have made it on that list. Don't tell us. Don't tell us yet. Keep us waiting. Keep us on the edge of our feet. Keep us on our tippy toes.
Tippy toes.
All right, we'll be right back after this.
All right.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Honey, you're so cute when you get frustrated.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
It's mad.
It's groovy.
It's swinging.
It's Elvis.
Elvis.
2 hours of Elvis.
The songs you know, the music you love.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
Mr. Presley, while you're up, don't change that position for a minute. I'm reminded of the Ed Sullivan shows where they wouldn't shoot
so
that.
So am I. That's why I'm sitting down.
Ready, set, go and go. I got a gal that I love so. Rock and roll, gonna become a sweetie pie. She's a rock and roll baby, she's out there. Rock and roll, got a dungaree dog. I'm headed to the gym, to the sock hop mall. The gym and the cats are going wild. The misery is in my day. Rock and roll. Not a dungaree dog. I hit the water gym to the sock hop ball. The dogs really jump and the cats are going wild. The music really is in my daily breeze. Ready to rock and roll. Put on my shoes, roll up my faded jeans. Rock and roll, baby, pour on the scene. Shuffle to the left, shuffle to the right. Gonna rock and roll till the end. Rock and roll.
All right, and he was rocking and rolling right there. Great performance. So many great live performances we're hearing here today on Blue Suede Connection. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm ready, Teddy, to hear what you have to share. The top five
unforgettable Elvis performances.
All right.
Yes. So this is one group's opinion. However, having sold 1 billion records worldwide, Elvis Presley is recognized as the best-selling solo artist of all time by Guinness World Records. I wasn't really aware of that.
Yeah.
So five unforgettable performances by Elvis Presley. June 1956, Hound Dog on the Milton Berle Show.
There you go. I knew that to get on there.
So we know because that created a big media frenzy with his seductive rendition of Hound Dog.
Right.
All right, so March 1960, collaboration with Frank Sinatra.
Witchcraft and Love Me Tender.
Yes. Also sang Fame and Fortune, Stuck on You.
They're coming
that
up.
That's
coming up. Don't go away, folks. It's coming up. Keep going, Theo.
January 1957, the Ed Sullivan Show.
Uh-oh.
Elvis proved he could master all genres when he sang Peace in the Valley. That was one of Gladys's favorite songs, and he said, I told my mama I was going to do Peace in the Valley for her, and I'm going to do it,
cool.
He said.
Good deal. Good deal.
All right. And now we're going to skip out into the 70s for January 1973, Aloha from Hawaii via satellite. That is, of course, because it was reported 2.5 million,
yeah,
equivalent to 15.26 million in 2021, by the way.
Wow, is that right? Okay.
With your population growth.
All
yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
December 68 comeback special.
All right. So that's the list. All good stuff. All great performances. I have nothing to disagree with in there, do you?
Yeah, yeah, no, very good, very good.
All right, I do know in 1961 there were some amazing performances. Sound quality is questionable.
Yeah.
So we're giving you the best we could get, but Elvis did perform in Hawaii long before the 1973 Aloha. He was there to raise money for the Pearl Harbor Memorial.
Right, correct.
And there's a plaque that still exists there that you and I are going to be seeing here real soon.
Yep.
And so let's go to 1961 and hear what Elvis had to say, and let's hear a little bit of that concert.
Do you think that rock and roll is on a steady incline, so to speak, or do you think perhaps it's beginning to wear off a little bit?
I personally don't think that it will ever die completely out. I'm not talking about me, understand, but I'm talking about rock and roll itself. It's been around a long time. I'll say this. In order for it to die out, they're going to have to get something mighty good to take its place.
You don't think that's on the horizon?
I don't think they've got anything right now.
Bless my soul, I was wrong. I'm itching like a man on a boat. I'm acting wild as a dog. I'm in love. Ah, I'm all shook up. My hands are shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own 2 feet. Who do you think of when your house has your luck? I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Hey, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, but I feel fine. There's only one cure for this body of mine. To have that girl that I love so fine. Lips are like a volcano hot. I'm proud to say to you, my buttercup, I'm in love. Oh, I'm all shook up. Oh,
Now the teenagers are screeching for Elvis Presley. Judy Garland killed him at the palace, but they never heard anything like this Olympia's swing day. Nor did Al Jolson at the height of his glory, or Frank Sinatra, or Will Rogers, or Jerry Lewis, or Bing Crosby. If what Elvis Presley dishes out is entertainment, then we give up. We're beyond our teens, but not so ancient that we can't appreciate what might appeal to a youngster, except in regard to Presley.
Sir, those kids that come here to, and pay their money to see this show come to have a good time. What's his name here? Probably might have had a little fun when he was young. I doubt it. But
Herb Rao,
whatever his name is. I mean, I'm not running Mr. Rao down, but I just don't see that he should call those people idiots, because they're somebody's kids. They're somebody's decent kids, probably, that was raised in a decent home. And he hadn't got any right to call those kids idiots. If they wanna pay their money and come out and jump around and scream and yell, it's their business. They'll grow up someday and grow out of that. But while they're young, let them have their fun. Don't let some old man that's so old he can't get around sit around and call them a bunch of idiots, because they're just human beings like he is.
When we kissed, I had to fall in love. It was a night, ooh, what a night it was, it really was such a night. In the dawn, and my heart in the love.
Oh, yeah.
Woo.
Elvis is rocking the islands over there, and those loud screams are just helping to rock those islands, aren't they?
I'm telling you. And you know, that little clip we heard of Elvis, it's not often you hear him getting on his soapbox.
Yeah, but he was up a little angry.
He was a little bit worked up there. That's cool.
Because they get hearing it, sooner or later you're going to explode. You know, and he did really well. But you notice he said, I'm not trying to knock the guy.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't get that in there.
But maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you should do this.
Mick Jagger said he was a unique artist, an original in an era of imitators. I like this, what Huey Lewis said. I think the best way to appreciate his greatness is to go back and listen to some of his records. Time has a way of being very unkind to old records, but Elvis's just keep getting better and better.
Right.
So Mr. Huey Lewis of the News, I'd have to say.
He knew that, didn't he?
Baby, we know everybody out there loves Elvis. We hope they love Blue Suede Connection, and we'd love to hear from you. I say it all the time. And by the way, we have been getting some really good calls. If you haven't heard yourself yet, Stay tuned every week. You're going to hear yourself real soon. But how can they talk to us?
All righty. So our phone number is 540-227-0514. You can call and leave a message. You can text us. We will get your text. And if you live abroad internationally, you can dial that same number or text that same number on WhatsApp.
There you go. That easy. Let's go back to Pearl Harbor.
We'd like to do a spiritual song for you, ladies and gentlemen, from our religious album called His Hand in Mine.
Go something like this.
Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop it, let me ride. Swing down, chariot, stop it, let me ride. Rock me, Lord, come and ease it. I got a home on the other side. Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop it, let me ride. Swing down, chariot, stop it, let me ride. Rock me, Lord. So particular about the chariot wheel, just wanted to see how a chariot feels. Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop it, let me ride. Swing down, chariot, stop it, let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord, come and easy. Well, I got home on the other side. About the bottom of the road, just wanted to lay down in a heavy load. Why don't you swing down, sweet chariot, stop, let me ride. Swing down, chariot, stop, let me ride. Rock me, Lord, rock me, Lord, slow and easy. Well, I got home on the other side. Well, I got a father in the promised land. Never expect to stop until I shake his hand.
Good stuff right there. We got one more tune coming from Hawaii.
Mm.
Then we're going to get on a plane and fly to Florida.
Oh,
right,
really?
We're going to go see Frank right after this.
Oh, there we go.
Hawaii.
Giant in Me is the heartfelt first book in an inspirational series of spiritual wellness.
The operator upstairs doesn't make mistakes. You're not a mistake. You're here for a reason. You are loved, you are important, and you're needed in this world. And no matter how dark of a space you think you're in, you can get your life back, and you deserve to be happy.
The Giant in Me, Getting My Life Back by Daniel Hawthorne. Available wherever books are sold.
It's mad.
It's groovy.
It's swinging.
It's Elvis.
Ah! Elvis.
2 hours of Elvis.
The songs you know, the music you love.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
You know, we often talk about how pre-Army Elvis was raw and rocking and whatever. And when he came back from the Army, he was that smooth, velvety Elvis. But that proves right there in 1961 that he could still get raunchy and loud and do that rock and roll.
Oh, sure.
And I always say this, what other white kid in 1960, 61 is going to come out and do full-blown rhythm and blues like that, that hard, that loud, at that time frame. That just didn't happen very often.
And then turn around and do something from the gospel album.
Yeah, exactly.
That's He always cracks me up.
Hey, that's why he's the king, as
they
say. That's
right. He does what he wants, and everybody loves it.
All right. Well, before Elvis, the big idol was Frank Sinatra.
Mm-hmm.
And every now and then, you got to turn over the mantle. And I think in 1961, Frank sort of did it in his own way.
Mm-hmm.
He had to humble himself and bring this kid on. That Elvis actually wasn't a kid anymore. He's matured.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He brought him on and did this whole special revolved around Elvis in Florida.
Right.
And Ray Walker of the Jordanaires, he was kind of still new with Elvis. He was just beginning with Elvis in the early 60s.
Mm-hmm.
But he was there, and he was there for the Sinatra performances. And he's going to take us into those performances from 1961 in Florida.
Mm.
Elvis on the Frank Sinatra Show.
He finished his 2 years and got out. He was so nervous about going out in public again. He felt like they'd forgotten him. Parker arranged the Frank Sinatra Show at the Fontainebleau Hotel in Miami. And when we got to Miami, I think he was pretty well convinced that they hadn't forgotten him, you know? And he and Sinatra did the thing, and he was right back up there again. No problem.
How empty the hay can be. But when I hold you in my arms, that's heaven to me. Who cares for fame and fortune? Your only passing things. But the touch of your lips on mine makes me feel like a king, or a kind of love is a treasure I much greater than silver or gold. I know that I held nothing. Why, if you should go away? But you know that your love me brings fame and fortune my way. Oh, but you know that your love me brings fame and fortune my way.
But when I did the Frank Sinatra show in Florida, I was nervous. I was petrified. I was scared stiff.
Stick
Different areas.
Love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so.
Those fingers in my hair, sly, come hither, stare. That strips my conscience bare, it's no witchcraft.
Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you, and I always will.
It's such an ancient pitch. What a switch, 'cause there's no nicer witch than witch.
I love you, and I always will. For my darling, I love you.
Man, that's pretty.
And I always will. For my
Sure does, buddy.
And I always will.
So you get a little sneak in there. They actually Ooh. Did two endings. They did it twice, and you heard the little different exchange mm-hmm. the second time there to end that special. I don't know why they did that, but for some reason they did.
So I like the second one.
Yeah, you heard them both. Baby, did you have a good time today on the show?
I had an awesome time today, as usual.
Oh, we always do. We always like to play the good stuff, and when you say good stuff, that means only one man, Elvis Presley.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not much bad stuff in his category,
mm-hmm.
in his catalog, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
All right, any closing words?
I just love everybody. I say this every week, and everybody probably gets tired of hearing it, but I do appreciate you. You're our family. You're our friends.
There
Elvis friends mean everything to me,
All right.
We appreciate you being here.
All right, guys, we love you. We're going to do this all again next week. Before I say those final words, we're going to take you to Sun here and just end with a couple more leftovers from the Sun record, the little visitation that Elvis made there in 1956.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do this all again next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. We love you guys.
When you looked into my eyes,
slower, you know.
Well, I stood there like I was hypnotized. Well, you sent a feeling to my spine,
a feeling it warm and smooth. All I could do was stand up, paralyzed. He said,
well, oh, now, lucky me, I'm singing every day. Ooh, well, ever since the day you came my way. Well, you made my life for me just one big happy game. I'm gay every morning, at night I'm still the same. But well, do you remember that one time? And you held my hand and supported you to be mine. Well, and I wanted a preacher, you said I'd do.
I couldn't say a word for thinking of you. ever since the day you came my way. Ooh, well, you made my life for me just one bigger happy game. I'm gay every morning. At night I'm still the same only child to you. Remember that wonderful time when you held my hand and swore that you'd be mine. Well, in front of the preacher you said I'd do. I couldn't say a word about thinking of you. All I could do was stand paralyzed.
It's mad.
It's groovy.
It's swinging.
It's Elvis.
Elvis.
2 hours of Elvis.
The songs you know, the music you love.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
Elvis has left the building. Thank you and good night.
All right, let's wrap it up and get out of here.
Blue Suede Connection.